Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Bakhe Dlamini with Thank You Lord, back to back with a similar version, but a different artist, Langa Dube with Thank You Lord. We're all about gratitude this afternoon, man. We are so grateful for how far the Lord has brought us. I still can't believe that we're in the last month of the year. December, guys, absolutely unbelievable that in less than let me do my maths. So in 19 days will actually be Christmas. Absolutely unbelievable. So I think last week we started just introducing Behind and Beyond Bars to you, and conversations about restorative justice, which is an important aspect also of who we are as Christians, to be able to integrate people into our society, but not only that, but also we believe in the power of forgiveness. And ultimately, if we do, we need to extend grace even to those who've gone astray at some point in their life, just as we have, and probably didn't get arrested. Well, maybe because we didn't commit any gruesome act that warrants for us to be arrested. But the truth is, there could have been a time in your life where you could have found yourself in jail. You just slipped through. But be that as it may, I love the conversations that Ospola Mahlaba and Smithy have been having. And today is no different. This afternoon, we are talking about who exactly or how we all benefit from restorative justice programs. So listen up to what I have for you today.
A very warm welcome to you, friends and family of Behind and Beyond Bars. My name is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and it is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In Hebrews 13 verse 3, it says, "Remember those who are in prison as if you were their fellow prisoner." Remember them as if you were their fellow prisoner. That is why we do what we do, and we normally go inside a Department of Correctional Services and have, whether it's counseling, whether it's programs, whatever we do it unto the Lord. And we will, happy to have more of you being part of us, being the family of Behind and Beyond Bars. I am not alone again. I am with my brother.
And a good day to you, Paula. It's Smitty speaking this side, and greetings to all our listeners. We greet you,
Smitty,
in the wonderful
name. Why are you saying this side as if you are on the other side of the cell phone?
No, I'm with the other side of the radio.
Visual.
I'm on the other side of the radio. That is where I am. And I hope that they visualize the two of us, the sister and the brother.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to send a shout out to Sis Jeanette. I know that you are awake, and Sis Jeanette always tells me what we were talking about.
That's so nice.
She listens.
It's so, so, so nice to you.
Yeah, and Sis Nomandla and everybody else who is our family in Behind and Beyond Bars. And we thank you for tuning in, even if you are our first listener. Thank you so much.
But Paula, you were just reading there from Hebrews. Mm-hmm. And, we must remember as if we were the fellow prisoners.
Yes.
And a lot of people have already contacted me and say, but how can we get involved?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people got concerns, and I know the previous program, mm-hmm. you've addressed certain requirements of assisting in various programs with the rehabilitation and restorative processes for offenders. But can you just give our listeners our email address?
Mm.
And if anybody wants to know how, when, and any question they have, why do we do it?
Yes.
Why don't we just throw the keys away?
Mm-hmm.
Any question, please, listeners, drop us a line, a short little email, any questions you have, but share our email address with them, please, Paula.
Okay, our email address is behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com. Let me repeat, behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com. Likes me to say, you can ask us anything. And our topic today is reintegration. I remember we did restorative justice, and we did the benefits of restorative justice, whereby we say everybody gets involved in benefits as everybody gets involved in, you know, we get affected by crime. And yes, so we also get the benefits if we take part in restorative justice, whether you are a facilitator, whether you are a victim or an offender or Department of Correctional Services, you know, families, the community, we do get the benefits.
Although we've been saying almost every program that this whole process of restorative justice, rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. We're going to discuss reintegration today. Yes. We're going to start at least. Mm-hmm. It is a societal responsibility.
Yes.
It's not just purely, and we've said it before, mm-hmm. and I know that listeners don't mind if we repeat it. Uh-huh. It's not purely responsibility of the police and correctional services.
Yes. And so one may ask at home that, if we say we reintegrate rehabilitate an offender and make him ready to live in peace and quiet as a law-abiding citizen of our country, what do they do?
Well, Paula, can I just go one step back? Mm-hmm. When somebody gets incarcerated, he is actually removed from society.
From society, yes.
So I think we must understand mm-hmm. that. He is separated from society. He's mm-hmm. taken. And I know the word "he's locked up" sounds very, very cruel, all right? Yeah. But he is separated from mm-hmm. society. Mm-hmm. His behavior was such that the society was not safe with his kind mm-hmm. of actions. Mm-hmm. So he's separated. He obviously, it is the responsibility of not only correctional services, but we as service providers mm-hmm. to help with this rehabilitation mm-hmm. and restorative process. Mm-hmm. And when he is now, whether he has done, or she in many cases, mm-hmm. have done their terms, or correctional services feel that they have changed sufficient mm-hmm. to be put back into society again. So the initial was remove, and now we are putting that person back in society. Mm-hmm. And that is what we refer to as reintegrating them again yes. into society.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much, Smith. And another question is, when we were asking ourselves and just discussing, when does an offender start his rehabilitation or his reintegration program into the society? At the end of the term of the sentence or somewhere in the middle?
You know, Paula, you and I know mm-hmm. the first day he is placed behind bars, he yes. should actually start.
Start, yes.
And I think here again, we must give correctional services mm-hmm. The credit.
Yes.
They actually provide each offender with a rehabilitation program. Mm-hmm. Depending on the kind of crime, depending on their kind of mindset frame, mental frame, they actually prepare a rehabilitation program, yes. saying what he, at minimum, he has to do. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And so my answer, and I know it's your answer as well.
Yes.
Huh? The first day he is locked up.
Yes.
He needs to start with mm-hmm. actually preparing himself, not only to go back to society, but to change his kind of behavior. So yes. it is a process of of changing behaviors.
True. So true. And another question is this. How do you experience different kinds of offenders when it comes to reintegration?
All right, fine. I think we need to turn around and say, do they follow programs to prepare them?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you do have mainly three different kinds of offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Those that do the minimum,
mm-hmm.
just exactly what their rehabilitation program requires. They try to do the minimum, also with the aim maybe to get parole.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So if they know that if they do this, this, and that program,
mm-hmm.
they may be given parole,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are just trying to stay out of trouble, mm-hmm. pretend being good boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are really those that actually do much more. They try to actually educate themselves,
yes.
enrich themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the third one. They get involved.
Mm-hmm.
They assist the officials. They assist service providers.
Mm-hmm. People like us, we've experienced them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Doing the registration for us and everything else
absolutely.
For us. And we'll see you again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Continue to be blessed behind and beyond family. From me, it's a goodbye for today.
And keep well and stay blessed.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.